We're wrapping up our week-long series on the impact of budget cuts in states across the United States. And today we're looking at Colorado. Colorado faces nearly a $2 billion deficit. That means a lot of things are being cut, obviously, in Colorado. A lot of social services. They've cut funding for education. There's even a so-called Twinkie tax that they've added to candy and soda pop. And state employees are taking unpaid furlough days in order to save state money. But we're just going to look at one particular slice of the budget crisis in Colorado. We're going to talk about Medicaid. It's not the biggest cut that Colorado residents are facing, but it's one that is rather telling. We're joined right now by Mitzi Moran. She's the president and CEO of Sunrise Community Health. That's a health center in Evans, Colorado. And Mitzi, you've seen a 14% funding decrease in the past year, and you say that that's mainly impacting your lower-income patients. What do you mean?
Well, we have seen about $2.6 million reduction in our state funding. And as a result, we are immediately, you know, moving the levers you have direct control over. Pay freeze, hiring freeze, no more 401ks, absolutely no capital purchases, you know, all those things that you have direct control over. And now we're just waiting with bated breath to see what the next round of cuts are. Because
right.
We are down to zero budget and forced very, very soon to be looking at program reductions.
Okay, so the governor, Bill Ritter, has announced on Tuesday he's going to cut the rates by which medical providers get reimbursed for Medicaid patients. This is different than the funding cuts that you were talking about before. And how are these particular cuts going to make changes in what you can do if you're already at the edge of disaster?
Okay, well, just like any physician office, you have your revenue streams. And there are a variety of them. Any one of them gets seriously cut, it impacts your entire infrastructure. So, you know, our diabetic educator, our case management programs, or a physician team is supported by multiple funding sources. If one of them is decreased dramatically, we may no longer be able to sustain that program.
All right, so let's hear from Tim Hoover now. Tim is a state house reporter for the Denver Post. And Tim, you may have heard, this Medicaid cut that the governor announced on Tuesday is certainly not the largest cut. With a $2 billion deficit in Colorado, what other things are really seeing decreases there?
Well, Medicaid, despite facing yet another provider rate reduction, it's ironic because the state still is spending more on Medicaid than it ever has before. Part of that is owing to the fact that it has expanded eligibility for Medicaid recently and is continuing to do so. So more people are able to get on the program, and with so many people out of work, that has just simply added to it. So since fiscal year 07-08 through probably the end of the next fiscal year, they're looking at what would probably be a 45% increase.
Okay, so if Medicaid is not the biggest hit the state has taken, what are the biggest hits the state is taking?
Primarily in education. The state has continually sliced higher education, which is not protected by any sort of constitutional mandates for spending. And the only reason it hasn't, you know, cut it essentially to zero is because in doing so, it would lose a ton more federal stimulus money, as well as K-12 education. that historically has been protected by a constitutional amendment that says funding's got to increase every year for education in Colorado. Well, the governor's office this year has pointed to what it believes is a loophole that will allow it to cut education for public schools by the tune of $260 million, which would be about a 4.6% cut. It's
okay.
The first time that K-12 education has had to face a cut, but the governor says, look, we've cut everywhere else.
Right, and there's nowhere else
to
cut. Mitzi, I mean, I don't think anyone in Colorado is saying that Medicaid is the worst area in which the budget cuts are being felt. But give me a real example. If you guys are losing this kind of funding, seeing these drastic reductions in funding, what does that mean for say, low-income people, for your Medicaid patients who rely on you for treatment? Does this mean they get reduced treatment? Does it mean some of them are just going to lose the ability to get treated?
Well, first off, the state is in a terrible position, and they are having to make horrible decisions. I mean, I feel I have tons of empathy for our legislators at the moment. What it means on the ground for us, as Medicaid is cut and other state funding is cut for community health centers, is we have 1,000 people on our waiting list. If they cannot get into the outpatient setting to get their diabetes and their chronic disease cared for, they end up hitting the emergency room, being in hospitalized. Their depth and breadth of disease becomes much more dramatic. And that's the health of the individual. But it is bigger than that. It's the health of the community, the state. If people are healthy, they can work. If their children are healthy, they perform in school. If your schools are doing well and you have a workforce, your community does better. So it's impacting individuals who don't have access to health care, and it's impacting our entire community.
And as we heard from Tim, these are people who may have lost their jobs and may not have been the traditional Medicare recipients, but now, because they're unemployed, are eligible for Medicare and really need that to get health care coverage. That's Mitzi Moran, President and CEO of Sunrise Community Health in Greeley, Colorado. We also heard from Tim Hoover, the State House reporter for the Denver Post. Thanks to both of you.
I thought stimulus money was supposed to prevent those kinds of cuts in education specifically and Medicaid.
I think stimulus money just like stopped hemorrhaging, and it didn't actually completely stop bleeding.
And it also goes to legislators who have their own political agendas. So
it becomes complicated once it gets to any capital in any state.
We've learned that all over the country this week.